Hello, this doctor has been able to receive an endoscopy report on Jeremy McKinney, date of birth 4/23/1977, date of procedure July 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goltradio, referring physician is Dr. Hector Rocco. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy, as well as hot snare. Polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is positive Cologuard. Description procedure informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy, well explained to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated lymphedema colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Terminalium was intubated in value period. Edward Flex was obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bioprep score is great as a 6,2-2-2 fair prep with an aggressive amount of lavaging infection required to reveal the underlying mucosa period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston Bioprep score is 6,2-2-2, fair prep. Next line. Terminalium, last 5 centimeters, period, unremarkable. Next line. There were two ascending cold facile polyps. One was diminutive in size and removal cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. And the other one was 7 millimeters in size and removal cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon facile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. There's approximately 10 millimeter pedunculated polyp at 50 centimeters from the anal verge. I was removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was rectosigmoid colon erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retraction that were non-bleeding, moderate in size, and erythematous. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Pending path, next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, recommend discussion of banding in the office. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.